Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, so when a Walmartian, that's a Walmart self-propelled stomach, calls the SWAT team on you because they see you buying a firearm at Walmart. Now, that's happened. You buy a gun, and then they call the police on you because you buy a gun. When someone falsely accuses you of something, now they're protected. You can't face your accuser. They won't get in trouble. And, again, this is the essence of tyranny, the essence of evil. There's still a lot of common sense out there in law enforcement. That's why things haven't completely collapsed. But they're trying to train the police and the public to be good little Nazis, good little Soviets. Paul Watson, joining us from the UK with Bilderberg coverage. Regardless whether they let me in England or not, you're going to be there covering Bilderberg 2013. Infowars.com/Bilderberg for all the live feeds. There's already a ton of stuff on that site. Please pass that out to everybody you know, to the listeners out there, because it's going to have all the coverage, the photos, the live streams, you name it. You just saw and heard Leanne McAdoo's report, speaking of Scotland. This is amazing to actually have the government embedded in every household. Everyone is guilty until their family's destroyed. It's not guilty until proven innocent of free speech. It's now guilty until we enslave you and destroy you because we are the weird control freaks that come by your house. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Will the UK, will Scotland stop this, or is this the end?
Well, they've already implemented some of it with the named guardian, the government social worker for every child. That's in a bill called the Children and Young People Bill, which a lot of people are now starting to pay attention to, sign petitions against. So if that's defeated, it could derail the rest of it.
I'm not having any pot-bellied pedophile in my house.
Oh, no, you just tell them to stick it. I mean, people have got to stop putting up with this crap. Also got breaking Bilderberg news, though, if you want to hold me over, which is pretty big.
Oh, really? You have breaking? Start telling us. What is it?
Well, we've got the maps that have been released by the police for the access, for the road closures, for the pedestrians prohibited around the entire site of the Grove Hotel. And just as we said weeks ago, they're concentrating all the protesters into that little pen at the front entrance of the hotel. The back entrance of the hotel is all going to be blocked off. Nobody's going to be able to get anywhere near it. Part of the road is completely blocked off. They're going to have a police checkpoint. The rest
of it. Yeah,
that's
where everybody's going to be coming in. I told you, Paul. And exactly. Guess how big the protest area is?
Not very big at all, according to what I'm told. But, I mean, that's where they're going to come in. The authorities said, oh, we're going to facilitate your right to free press and protest. You're not, because they're all going to come in the back entrance. Nobody's going to see any Bilderbergers.
Well, look, I told the head cop, I said, I'm not planning on leading the demonstrations or anything, but it sounds like we're going to have to command the whole operation. Because, I mean, I know everything's going to happen. We'll just go wherever we want, on the side of the road, wherever. It's supposedly a free country over there. And I told him, I said, I'm going to go around the perimeter with a long lens and take photos of this non-existent meeting.
Well, they're closing it off under anti-terror guises when the real terrorists are inside. But they've also, the council, in its idiocy, because 1,000, 2,000 people are going to be descending on the scene anyway, they've rejected the planning application to hold this festival in a nearby park. So now you've got thousands of people descending to hear Alex Jones and David Icke speak, and they've got nowhere to go. So this moronic council has created a bigger problem for itself by rejecting this application.
Well, because the mayor said it's terrorism to protest. She said it's bad to protest, and I'm so honored to have Bilderberg. I mean, how dare them? This is North Korea. We don't allow protesting in Watford.
Well, exactly. Now the residents who live in the area have got to show their passport just to get down their own street. And I mean, either we do it the easy way or the hard way. The easy way is...
So now the cops are not even going to let us try to get down main roads on public streets.
No, it's all blocked off or pedestrians prohibited. I'm looking at the maps right now.
See, all we do is have the maps and get wherever they've backed it up. I mean, they're not going to be able to block it all off. And they're just going to show everybody how they're blocking free speech for this group of globalists. Stay there. I want to recap all this. We got a guest coming in studio, but I'm sure. Stay there.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are into hour number three, and Andrea LaLama, a mother who has been speaking out very prominently around the world about GMO and its links to autism, she was in the march, I believe it was in Houston, against Monsanto trying to force their poison on us, and she put her photos of her and her children up on her own Facebook, and they suspended it, and they blocked it. This is what they've been doing to people across the board. If you're anti-war, they do it. If you're Navy SEALs criticizing Obama, they shut down your site. If we put up pro-Second Amendment stuff, Thomas Jefferson quotes, they suspend our site. This is what they do. That's all coming up here in just a moment because it ties into what is hate speech and Bill O'Reilly praising Facebook for shutting down free speech. I mean, what a degenerate when it comes to the First Amendment. I mean, because I see it as degenerate to not support everybody's free speech, but they don't want a level playing field. Now, Paul Joseph Watson, one of our UK reporters and obviously the editor at PrisonPlanet.com, he has big breaking Bilderberg news. I've talked to the head cop involved. In my experience, these guys will say that they're your friend, that it's all going to be great. They're going to give you an area to demonstrate, that everything will be fine. And then we read the local Watford paper with them saying the exact opposite. And the cop came off as very credible. But, I mean, that's what they do in their job. And it's there to protect the Bilderberg Group from the media, not for their safety. They've been indicted before for Lockheed Martin payoffs. They've been, you know, I mean, this is criminal stuff goes on there. They'll decide what power plants are going to be allowed to stay open and what are going to be able to operate. I mean, that's how real money's made, is controlling the regulators to shut down your competition. That's why the third world can never get going, because they got fat cats there that don't let anybody operate but them. Just like Ceausescu in Romania. And as the free market goes out the window to this monopoly fascism, using socialism on the grassroots, it's getting worse and worse. So I'm saying at Infowars.com/Bilderberg, whether they let me in the country or not, I'm getting on a plane, I'll be there Monday. Because they block all sorts coming into England now. It's not a free country to a great extent. We will be at Bilderberg Group with Watson, his brother, and other reporters, you know, of other names not announced that are going to be there, period. We already have a presence in England, period. We already have five people in England, period. We're going to be there, and the police trying to block media, saying that you can't have a permit to rent property. What a free country. You have to get a permit to have an event to rent property. I mean, England, when you're in England, I'll be interviewing people on the street, and cops walk over and go, I'm putting you in a database of extremists. You're not allowed to talk to people in England. And I go, but you got cameras watching us. I can't have this camera. Move along, you'll be arrested, yank. And you're like, wow, you're really free country. I mean, I've been in bad places in Mexico, and the cops aren't as bad as they are in England now. But it's all real applied. I'm just doing this to feel safe, kid. Let me see your papers. You'll be arrested immediately. More. And it's because they're imploding the country, folks, and overrunning it with third world populations who are then put in the positions of power. This is the takedown of where the Magna Carta came from. There was 1,000 years of wars trying to get some basic liberty in England. And then those ideas of the Magna Carta came here. And when Tony Blair got elected in 1996, 97, I'll never forget him, in the BBC, he gave a speech and he said, it is my goal to remove the Magna Carta. And everyone went, ah! It'd be like saying, it is my plan to destroy the Bill of Rights. Ah! Ah! Yeah, just the arrogance. We will abolish... Guys, type in, I bet even 15, 16 years later, it's still up. BBC, Tony Blair, we will abolish Magna Carta. And imagine, I will abolish all your freedom. Ah, yes, ah. And now, you will get a permit to even be able to have a rally. Because, you know, group said, we want David Icke and Alex Jones to come speak. And I said, okay, I'll go speak at your event. And I said, if they even let you have it, I've read your so-called laws. They went, of course we'll be allowed to have an event. Oh, you think you will? What do you think you are, in a free country? Excuse me. Let's go to Paul Watson and then our guest. Paul, you've got an article coming out soon on Infowars.com with these maps, with these announcements. But I call for everybody. I call for everybody in England, even if they don't agree with us politically. I think it's great to have foreign bankers there, you know, buying their politicians and all of this, and public paying for these, you know, criminals to, you know, not have the media cover them. Everyone in the UK needs to now go to Watford, because the mayor is saying protesting is bad and protesting is criminal. I mean, my God, this woman needs to move to North Korea.
Well, as far as I understand it, Alex, from talking to the organizers, people like Steve Lee, that police liaison officer, have been friendly and helpful. This is coming from the higher level police and the Watford Council. And the Watford Council just needs to stop being silly, because you're going to get thousands of people descending on an event with nowhere to go. Do they want us all to mass at the gates of the Grove Hotel, which is, you know, like 10 feet across? It's not going to work. It's a public safety issue. And the fact that they've denied this application means that they're putting the public at risk. And as he said, this is taxpayer funded. This security operation with the police is taxpayer funded. So they've got a duty, a right. They owe it to the people who are going down there. They owe it to the residents who are now starting to complain. There's a residents meeting on Monday night, to grant this approval for this site, for this Bilderberg Festival, because whether they do or not, everybody's going to turn up. You can guarantee it, and I don't think they realize that.
How dare you want to assemble? This is North Korea!
I reckon they think that it's just a few dozen hippies or something that are going to turn up. David Icke and Alex Jones on the same bill has never happened before. This is a reason for more people to go. If you were thinking about going, I mean, this should make the decision.
Well, what'll happen is we'll go talk to farmers and people in the area. We'll have listeners there. We've already been emailed by farmers and people. We need to go through our emails and get the folks. And we'll just have a couple of alternate sites. We'll announce at Infowars.com/Bilderberg and at The Real Alex Jones on Twitter where the event will be. We'll have thousands of people show up for the speeches. And if they want to arrest everybody, that'll be even bigger international news. We're going to call Kim Jong-un there in Watford's bluff on this, Watson. And if they try to stop me from coming into the country, it's even bigger. We only lose when we don't resist their tyranny, Watson.
Well, exactly. I mean, this mayor right from the start said, oh, these protesters are going to cause disturbance. They're going to cause violence. She set their agenda right from the very start. That's completely unreasonable. This Watford council needs to be reasonable, needs to accept reality that they've got thousands of people descending on their little town next week, and they need to grant the approval for this site. Otherwise, everybody's going to be in a tiny pen at the front gates of the Grove Hotel. That's not going to work. I mean, people are going to get crushed. There's a main road there. People are going to get run over. It's a massive public safety issue, and they haven't dealt with it, and they need to stop.
But by the way, Stan Lee, not the famous billion-dollar cartoon guy of Spider-Man fame, but the British Stan Lee, he sounds completely convincing that he's a nice guy on the phone and a listener. So he's an Academy Award-winning liar. I've got his emails here, too, saying we're going to have a large area, we're going to support your free speech and the press. But now the paper is saying that's not the case. So what's going on here?
I think it was him that helped the organizers recommend the site of the park for the festival. So I think he's largely being helpful from the perception that I get. It's the council itself and the higher levels of the police that have cracked down on it. So we need Steve Lee to be an
advocate.
Well,
I got to be honest, Watson. I didn't want to go. You and my wife and others said, you got to go. Jim Tucker just died. Because, I mean, it's not – I'll have fun once I'm doing it, but it's not – I've been enough demonstrations. I've confronted globalists enough. I'm sick of it all. But I said, you watch. They're going to act like total authoritarians and make this story for us, and they're going to do it. That's the thing about these evil people, is that they just think that they're going to dominate us and that that's going to intimidate us, Watson, and it's going to be the opposite.
Well, I mean, they should learn from their colleagues over in Switzerland who didn't close any roads off. They allowed us free access all around the hotel. There was no incident apart from their fake little bomb threat that they set up. Nobody was arrested, as far as I know. And this security crackdown, anti-terror.
And the police helped light torches for everybody as well.
I mean, exactly.
They were very helpful. The police wanted to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We had a good relationship with the police in Switzerland. So if you want to draw more attention to Bilderberg, fine, go ahead, put up checkpoints, stop people from entering certain residential areas, stop people from putting events on in parks, and you'll only create a bigger story if that's how they want to
do
it.
But look at how the Swiss have done nothing but like have liberty, and they've got money pouring out their ears, and their police hate the New World Order, and we're buying everybody drinks, compared to groveling to the corrupt globalists, and then they rob everything you've got.
Yeah, and we're paying for it as well. We're paying for the checkpoints and the show your ID and the bag searches and everything.
How long until you have an article with all these maps and stuff up at Infowars.com?
Straight after I've eaten my dinner.
Well done. I know it's late over there. Listen, you get an article written. We're going to post it at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. And then, Watson, regardless, we're going to just go ahead and run this whole operation. People that want to listen to our directives can. We'll say where to go. We'll say what to do. And whoever's with us is with us. And I may be sitting here in Austin, Texas. Man, let me get on that plane over there. But you'll be there regardless. And we will. I hope I get in. I'm not really. Either way, we win. So great job, Watson. And we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
We're going to go to break. Come back with our guest for the balance of the hour. We flew in from Houston. We're very thankful for her doing that. Some of the other news up at Infowars.com. Maddow's ratings hit new lows following attacks on Alex Jones. She had one of the biggest plunges in her history. She's sinking quickly. I don't know if that did it, but I have a sneaking suspicion it did. Adam Kokesh calls for decentralized open source march on state capitals. Yeah, the headline, guys, is he also said he's canceled the federal march. So that's the big headline. We need to change. I'm not... griping, but as editor, I did say, as ghost editor, I said that's the headline I want. Government orders midwives to spy on racist parents. Tea Party strikes back against IRS, suing them. Entrapment, Asperger's teen, victim of war on drugs. All of that and more.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Andrea Lalama is a mother who became a certified homeopath, analyst, and independent researcher to help her own children. One formerly diagnosed with autism, now recovered, attending a regular school setting. And if you get on it early, folks, it's a cocktail. We'll talk to her about it, but I've had scientists, medical doctors on. Of the pesticides, the GMO, the vaccines push it over the edge, especially in boys, because they say it's genetic. Well, yes, genetic. Boys can't handle as much adjuvant and mercury. They don't have as strong a blood-brain barrier as women. And any medical doctor will tell you women or at least in their physiology, are tougher than men. So women live longer. They can survive more bullet wounds, you name it. She created the website Holistic Approach for Autism.com to offer her professional services as a homeopath holistic consultant. Her expertise is autism. She also founded the Reversing Autism Foundation and the parents group Reversing Autism to help parents all over the world. And her Facebook is also linked up on the site. And now they've suspended or blocked people who posted the Monsanto March. Hundreds of these came in. Mike Adams wrote a story that was on Drudge over the weekend dealing with that. We're going to put that on screen here in a moment and show the photo that was censored. And then later we'll get into what happened to your child and how you were able to reverse it by the grace of God. But what a cute photo. There it is that they gave you a notice of and blocked. Organic food, it's my medicine. Biopesticides equals autism. Say no to GMOs. I mean, that's evil. I mean, you think this is a free country that you're going to post? You march in Houston, you're going to put that on your Facebook? How dare you, Mrs. Evil?
Oh, hi.
You want to apologize to Facebook? Because Bill O'Reilly says this is good that you were censored.
Hey, no. Hell no. I'm very upset that they blocked my children's pictures. They were protesting. Is there right? I believe in teaching the children by example, no, by just telling them.
How do we know they're not with Al-Qaeda?
Oh, please.
I'm being sarcastic. I mean, this shows how screwed up this country is. So tell folks what happened.
I just explained my children what happened to them. They were diagnosed with autism. Now they are fine, and they perfectly understand anything you can explain to them. So I told them, I said, you guys were hurt by this biopesticide, by this food being contaminated, by these vaccines that has a lot of poison in it. And now that you guys are better, you got to fight for your food, because for my kids, truly, organic food is medicine. Autistic kids, if they don't eat organic food, they don't make it.
Explain what biopesticides are.
Well, the difference between chemical pesticides, it's that those were like extracts from plants or other microbes, but it was like the byproduct of the production of plants.
Sure, BP corn and stuff grows about 1,000 times stronger poison fungus than is actually in it, just as one example. And of course, it kills the bugs, but we're supposed to eat it.
Well, the biopesticides is basically a genetic pollution. So it's 100 times more dangerous than just chemicals. Because with chemicals, your body can somehow methylate them, process them, and you can excrete them at one point. But when you change with these biopesticides, the danger is that they are making epigenetic changes.
That's right. Well, there's been studies that show it's actually getting into
the genetic studies. I attend every.
But I mean, if the BP kills the honeybees, why isn't it good for your children?
Exactly. Actually, the bees is give me the answer, because it was amazing. God works in mysterious ways. I have to say.
Don't the bees deserve to die too?
They
might be with Al Qaeda.
Definitely, they have to be, because this is ridiculous. I mean, everybody's with Al Qaeda. Only the government and Monsanto are right. Everybody else is wrong.
That's right. There
everybody
you go.
Else is wrong.
Bill O'Reilly wants her on.
We have over 2.5 million children with autism. That means 2.5 million. Families out there that are saying, please stop putting poison in our food. Please stop poisoning our children. And we are the cuckoos.
You are bad.
We are the bad ones.
Good.
And everybody else is okay, is correct. And we are the
You want to
ones.
Thank Mark Zuckerberg for taking your photos down?
Actually, yes. Thank you very much, Zuckerberg, because I'm here with Alex Jones, somebody that I've been admiring for the past 10 years of my life, for saying the truth. So thank you. Thank you, Facebook, for blocking my children's pictures. You guys know they bully the wrong mama.
That's
they
right.
have no idea.
You're not just going to roll over and let them hurt other kids? How mean of you.
Oh, yeah. They think they can just run over all of us, all the mothers. I mean, every time we try to protest about our children's health, I mean, we go to Washington with signs and we protest against the vaccines.
But Monsanto's got the money to put all their lawyers in as the regulators.
Yes. And that's
who will win, the mothers or the Monsanto eugenicists? We'll be back with our guest straight ahead with Zuckerberg's Facebook censorship.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. And multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus.
And Mr. Anderson,
human beings,
we're going to feed you pesticide, Mr. Anderson.
The cancer of this planet.
We're going to soft kill you, Mr. Anderson. Do you understand that, Mr. Anderson?
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Andrea LaLama is here with us. I want to hear about Facebook censoring you. Of course, you have the screenshots of it. We got hundreds of emails, people showing how it happened to them. It's happened to us where they suspended our account. They've terminated other people's accounts, and we like sent out a Thomas Jefferson meme that if it gets picked up and is big, it was a quote about, you know, how guns restrain evil everywhere. And they just, oh, you can't have that. That makes too much sense. They want to use social networks at Bilderberg and everything to control us. They don't want us using it the other way around. But as Facebook censors, more and more people are leaving it. But you know, I want to get into how you were able to reverse this in your child. And the info you learned, because I've seen a lot of success, people detoxing, getting on organic food. You know, it's an autoimmune response in the gut. There's a cocktail of things with the spectrum disorders, obviously, and you're more of an expert on it than I am because you've lived it. I noticed the accounts they suspended were particularly of the marks. They did not want people unified as humans together. They want us, you know, in our free speech zones or at home dying from cancer. So break down how they censored you and what's happened since then.
When I came back home from the march, I was very excited. I wanted to share this in my private page and in my public page. I have two Facebook pages. And the public page, when I posted there, I also shared with Natural News Facebook, and the moment I did that, Natural News liked the picture, and they reposted. The moment they did that, I was blocked.
Oh, that's good. Evil-free association.
Right.
I mean, you were sharing photos of a march. That's evil, yeah.
Well, they did it. They knew that Natural News had a bigger network, I guess.
Thank God they were watching you. Thank God they were watching you.
They didn't care much when I put it on mine, but they care a lot when I start sharing with...
No, they have built-in metrics when something's going viral. That's when they slap it down.
Yeah, so they blocked me, and I got really upset, but I wanted to have evidence of what was happening because it was so unfair that I recommend this to do all the people on Facebook. If Facebook starts sending you these weird messages that you are blocked for no reason...
They told Darren McBrain he couldn't use his for, well, I think it was 3 weeks, because he said something mildly political, and they said the way for you to get friends is not be political. And again, people say, well, it's their own site, let them do it. No, they advertise like it's free and open for free speech.
They don't want us to speak
about false
anything.
Advertising. Facebook is a giant criminal operation. People ask, why are we on Facebook? Those are all fan pages people created. We're there to use their enemy operation against them.
Exactly. I mean, the same thing, people wrote me and says, oh, just quit Facebook. Facebook is not public. I'm like, no, I want to use these against him themselves.
Well, they buy up. Google has bought 3 ad companies we've used. And people say, well, don't use Google. They buy everything we use.
Exactly. And at this moment, we don't have a really good...
You made Facebook. It's supposed to be your info. You're sharing it. And then they go, we're going to tell you what you could put. And at first, it's like porn, killing, blah, blah, blah. No, actually, sites saying kill Tea Partiers or stuff like that, that's okay. You're just not allowed to say, hey, Zuckerberg calls us dumb effers.
But what really upset me, Alex, is that... They are making claims that is completely false. They sent me this message saying that my pictures were abusive. That's sickening. I mean,
they always turn it around. You're abusive.
Exactly.
Showing your children at a march with signs. Let's put the thought crime on screen.
This is what is wrong. I mean,
you're bad.
No,
I agree. You're bad.
Yeah, I'm bad. It's abusing. There he goes. And so what I did is I did a screenshot, and this is what I recommend people to do. Make a screenshot because it's the only way you can prove.
Show the shot of her kids again, folks. Show them the evil. Just imagine the abuse of that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Your children at a political march.
Abusive.
I mean, they should be at home watching video games eating GMO.
Yes.
You want to apologize to Mark Zuckerberg for your... You need a state minder.
Actually, all these, the more they fight us back, the more we are going to resist. And the more we resist, the better world we can have. I mean, I encourage the mothers to always continue to fight for their children, do what is right. And if Facebook is stopping us from letting the world know that our kids have been hurt by these pesticides and companies that are producing these poisons, they have to fight. They have.
We're going to get into that, but have they reinstated your page?
Actually, this is amazing. After 24 hours of you guys picking up my story, I think they were if, sorry, my friends, they were pooping their pants in case some kids.
They were Janet Napolitanoing their pants.
They immediately turned me back on, and I start posting in another.
We call that a Queen Elizabeth II, but they were Queen Elizabeth in the seconding. Now expanding on that. Well, don't just thank Mike Adams at naturalnews.com or infowars.com. The Mighty Drudge Report.com picked it up.
Yes, I hear that.
Isn't that good that he stands up for free speech?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, let me tell you.
He's kind of evil, too.
Listen to you, Alex, and Mike, and read the Drudge Report. For me, is to be in an oasis. I mean, oasis. It's so hard to find people here that can think.
Evil oasis,
I feel like I'm surrounded by zombies. It's horrible.
You do seem like you're pretty alive.
I am. I
like that.
If you cut my arm, I got blood in my veins.
Yeah.
You know, I bleed. But people here...
Are you seething with life?
Yeah. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, Alex. I talk to parents and I try to make them aware of this, and they don't understand how important the food is. They have no...
Their children are being assaulted. Yeah, I've got Eco-Science written by the White House Science Czar, and I've got Memorandum 200 by Kissinger. This is a plan. They brag. They're doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, we joke around, but you woke up, you said no. Tell us about your two children. We'll put them back up on screen. You don't have to say their names if you don't want to, but tell us.
Yes,
tell us. Well, was it your older boy that had the autism you were able to reverse?
Actually, yes. My older son was diagnosed with profound autism, but my second son... Well, by the time I took him for an evaluation, he was borderline because I already started treatments on him.
So how did you figure out it was the chemical, the bioweapon in the food and other things?
Because God speed. It was God all the way. I have never even heard the word autism before my kids were struck with it. And I prayed really, really hard, and I said, Dear Lord, you know, show me the way. I don't need a miracle. I know it's going to be hard. I'm going to learn. It's going to be tough. I'm willing to take it. Please forgive me for mistakes I have done. Help me. Show me the way. I can repair this. Just show me the way. And he did. And as soon as my son got diagnosed, I meet this amazing mother. Her name is Dana Gorman. Thank you, Dana. I will forever be thankful to you if you're listening.
Did she tell you it was the GMO and the shots?
No, she basically took me to the right people, and those people made me understand that my kids had a tremendous impairment detoxifying. And when you look that, if you Google that, if you really do a good job finding that out, what can cause that? You will find out that our biopesticides and mostly chemicals will damage.
Yeah, not only are the plants are designed to be able to have toxins sprayed on them and live, so that bioaccumulates, but then the big deal is a lot of them have their own natural pharmacological crop growing their own toxins, so bugs can't eat it.
Exactly.
But then it's supposedly safe for us.
Well, what happened also is, thank God, I have the ability to travel to, you know, as you know.
Yeah, other countries aren't having this autism.
Exactly. So that's how I figured
America's
out.
Cursed.
That's how I even figured out. People, you need to know this. I mean, if you go to Costa Rica, people don't even know.
They don't have the breast cancer at 3,000% up. They don't have the autism.
10,000 autistic.
Yeah, no.
Not like here.
They don't have the plagues because they don't have Bill Gates.
They don't have Monsanto.
But Bill Gates is knocking on the door. He's on their board. He's coming, though.
Yeah.
He wants in.
Yeah,
he wants to help you.
The difference is that they, over there, people are educated. They are fighting back. Even when the government...
No. They're extremists and bad. They don't love Bill Gates.
They are truly, truly fighting back. I mean...
Why don't they trust Bill Gates? He loves them.
It's because they have...
Don't they want to die like... don't they want to be like us?
Education makes a big difference.
That's don't they want to die like us?
No, they don't. They don't. They actually, it's pretty pathetic because we've been there in that country with my husband, and sometimes we tell people, come on with us to America. And they said, what for? I mean, they truly, because when you have an educated population and they are content, they are happy, they don't need to be ultra mega billionaires. When you have a couple of millions, you can be happy.
Sure, people have been overrun in the third world, but they're even more awake because they've been screwed so much, they understand it. But, I mean, specifically, what did you do then to reverse it in your son?
Well, by traveling, I started noticing there was a common denominator about the children with autism. And it was, it kept pointing me to food. And I said, what is in the food? And I found out it was these biopesticides.
Oh, it's what the White House science are saying?
Yeah, actually, I was amazed that in 1991, when I was pregnant, 2001, when I was pregnant with my son, I was eating Taco Bell. I didn't know better.
And Taco Bell loves you.
And what happened is Monsanto, at that time, they sold a Starling corn that it was not for human consumption.
You know, they even admit that hurts you. But what's wrong with that?
Well, it wasn't Taco Bell.
What's wrong with Starlink? It kills farm animals. Why not eat it? Starlink admittedly kills people. Why not die?
Well, you guess what they did? I can show you papers that instead of destroying, they give it to the World Health Organization, and they went and they gave it to poor countries.
Well, they want to help Africa.
Help the poor people.
Help Africa,
They gave it to Costa Rica, but Costa Rica has such an educated population, they actually studied.
Send it to Africa.
They actually destroyed it.
The Japanese are destroying it, too.
And they sue back United States for sending poison to the...
Sure, Starlink itself, she's not just saying that. Starlink, they admitted, was even killing farm animals.
What's
wrong with dying? I mean, Bill Gates...
We're the crazy
There's
ones.
Too many of us. What's wrong with... Yeah. Just die. Bill Gates is better than you.
No, and another thing is the mainstream media is saying we don't know what causes autism. We don't know. But it's environmental. Okay, it's environmental. Hello. Biopesticides is environmental.
Hey, hello. The U.S. leads the world in every type of cancer, brain damage, lowering IQs, obesity, diabetes.
Exactly.
And then in the rats, GMO does that to them. And wow, 2 + 2 = 4.
Exactly.
No wonder Scamberg doesn't want your info out.
Because
let me tell you, Scamberg, he isn't eating any GMO.
No.
How
they are eating organic food. I mean, people can Google these articles, you know.
What's wrong, though? I mean, don't we want a 3,000? Where are you originally from?
From Ecuador.
Why doesn't Ecuador want a 3,000% increase in breast cancer? Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I mean, over there, the new constitution, the new president put in the constitution, no GMOs allowed in the country. In the constitution.
And then Monsanto always gets caught sneaking them in.
Yes, they
Because
are.
They want to infect everything, because they're nice people.
They're trying really hard. So it's pretty sad because people are aware, and I believe, you see, I like to have a little bit more faith in Americans. I've seen people rallying with us. I mean, the rally was at least 500 to 1,000 people where I was.
And they had like 400 plus rallies.
It was no coverage. It was no support from the mainstream media. So
because they're all told not to. Let me tell you something. But here's how much it changed. He died last year. Great guy, Derry Brownfield, icon in broadcasting, 400 and something affiliates. He would criticize Monsanto, even though he's a major landowner, rich guy, sold Learfield Communications for a ton of money. He was doing that radio show because he wanted to. He was a rich guy. Made his own money as a rancher up in Missouri. More Texan than a Texan. He's a great guy. And he had a partner in his company. And a lot of this is off record, but he's been dead now for a year. And I'm just going to say this. I mean, part of it came out. They were told, listen, you can keep your 400 affiliates. You can keep all this money you're making. Stop talking about Monsanto just mildly. They said, I'm not. Sold off his piece, started his own deal to tell the truth, and didn't even make a big deal out of it. But that's what the kind of stuff Monsanto does. Now, 5 years ago, they did that. The issue is that now everybody's speaking out against them. They used to really try to stop people. They can't stop everybody. And let me tell you, these reporters that follow orders not to cover it, you're going to have your kid in a year or two, and when they're brain damaged, you're going to get them off GMO, you're going to become a listener, you're going to know we told you the truth, or maybe you won't fully reverse it. I'm sad. You won't fully reverse it from the taking the shots and the GMO. But you'll reverse part of it, and you'll see me on the street and cry. This happens all the time, and say, "Oh, I got fired after I tried to report, but at least my child can now talk." And you'll grab me and start crying on the side of the street. See, I wish you'd listen before you cry, because let me tell you, this is all real. Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, I'm tired of hearing the parents over these past 10 years. Let's create autism awareness. I'm like, we need to create awareness how to prevent autism.
Same deal. It's always find a cure for breast cancer, cut your breast off, not why is it exploding?
Doesn't make any sense. I mean, what's wrong with people?
It's like I went, and everywhere I go, we just have to give money for prostate cancer or breast cancer. I'm like, well, actually, I actually do give money to groups that are, you know, exposing the GMO. But I mean, it's incredible. The groups all make money off killing the women.
No, and every time that there is these epidemic diseases like autism, instead of making groups, big foundations and making awareness of how to prevent that happen, why they keep doing like let's make cancer awareness, autism awareness, diabetes awareness. I mean, what type of the awareness of making people know that people are sick? The awareness should be how to prevent. Let's make awareness.
How dare you? How dare you reverse this with your sons? How dare you go around the world trying to warn people? How dare you? You should be out of, you know, you're a nice looking lady. You should be out of a swimming pool posing right now and having fun and being decadent and not caring. You could probably have institutionalized your son. Hell, the Center for the Bioethics Journal says you should have just, you know, now just kill your son if he was autistic. Why don't you try to legalize post-birth abortion? You could just kill your sons once the government legalizes it. That would be the trendy thing to do.
Alex!
That would give Bill Gates more money and let him run things.
My neurologist...
You're an extremist. You should lobby to have, like Dr. Peter Singer's calling for, to have the government kill autistic children.
That's what they want. That's what they hope.
Oh, no, that's the plan. They're going to be shown that that's what they're going to do. But, I mean, how dare you? We need death. Thank you, Bill Gates. Murder me. Murder me.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down.
You know, I do this sarcastic banter back and forth. These things get me. We're going to go into overdrive with Andrea LaLama about 20, 30 minutes. Into the next hour. Some stations carry the fourth hour. Some don't. Everybody can find this public service announcement that's going on at Infowars.com/show. That has the free audio and video feeds, the podcast, the free iPhone, Droid apps, everything. Infowars.com/show. Don't forget, we're running 15% off on ProPure water filters as long as supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com, and that purchase supports us. Promo code WATER15, and the new June issue, Bilderberg Special Edition of the magazine, is in. My wife called up, and we do that fun banner. Everybody's laughing out there. She goes, "Let that lady talk." And my wife never does that, but I do get a little bit obnoxious sometimes. But, hey, don't argue with success, folks. Now, you listen to the show. It's all right. But seriously, we're into some overdrive because I want you to really get into it. But right now, before some stations leave us, give out your websites, Facebook, all that stuff, and talk about briefly how you reversed it. You went and studied that other countries don't have this. You found out what happened. How fast did it reverse it in your sons?
It took me at least 5 years to reach the point that my son can actually talk back to me in sentences on his own. It took me 5 years because I was applying everything I was learning as it goes. So when my second son developed autism, it was faster for me because I already knew what to do. So actually, I was able to help another mother that has triplets with autism, three girls with autism. And I thought it was going to be a very difficult task because the girls are 7 years old when they came to ask me how I did it and how she can do it. So I taught the mother how to do it. That's my job. That's what I do, is I teach people because that's the only thing the law allows me to do. I can share my information legally. So I taught her how to do it, and she did it. And that was amazing. And she was able to reverse the autism in two of her triplets in like a year and a half, and they were substantially recovered so they can go back to school and attend regular setting. And the third one, it had a slower pace, and then but she continued to recover. You see, the recovery rate on each kid is different. You can, because it depends of how much damage has been caused by the biopesticides, how many epigenetic changes those children have. You see, autism, it's an intracellular damage. And it's not impossible to reverse that, but it takes a lot of effort.
And we shouldn't have to go through all the trouble to avoid this. It should be illegal everywhere. We're not crossing some plants or something. They're growing pesticide in them.
Well, Alex, if you're a Christian, like many people are, and you understand that God wrote in the Bible that he doesn't want us to destroy his creation.
Don't mix the seed.
Don't mix the seed. It's written in the Bible. I think this is the original sin. It's the worst possible thing the humans can do, is crossing species. This is a natural law that God established. We should respect this. Okay, stop of offending God. Stop. Is enough.
But Monsanto thinks it's God, and look at the abominations it's building.
Well, let's be fair. It's not just Monsanto. It's Syngenta. It's DuPont. It's Down. I mean, I know I promised my husband not to mention names, but we gotta talk. I mean, this is enough. Our kids are being killed. I don't see the difference from having a child with a profoundly autistic and a child that you lose, that it dies.
The studies are there that with a lot of these GMOs, it's hurting the rodents. And then we know our numbers are exploding. It's vaccines. It's a lot of stuff. And absolutely, it's time to go all the way against these people. And if they want to fight, they're going to get one. Because they are assaulting us. They gave us Agent Orange. What is that? Next, they're going to tell us that's good? We'll be right back. Overdrive, Infowars.com/show to find the video feed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.